Hello.
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 Hey there.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Live from Chicago, inside Witty City Studios, Garber Sports presents Two Guys Talking Football. I'm Chris Harris.
And I'm John Pittis.
And we're here to talk football Americano.
En los playoffs.
On this show, we love to talk football. Whether it's storylines, stats, conspiracies, or betting odds, we'll give you the skinny on everything with a little Chicago flavor.
And we know what we're talking about. Who better to hear from than a lawyer and a former college bookie?
So stick with us. You're going places.
Welcome, friends, to the first week of the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Kansas City Chiefs visiting the Houston Texans. Chiefs favored by 3 in this game. Chris, this should be a good matchup. What do you think?
I think it's going to be a defensive battle to the very end.
Chris, tell us a little bit about this Kansas City defense.
Well, 5 of their 6 Pro Bowlers are from the defensive side of the ball, starting with Eric Berry, arguably the comeback player of the year, coming back from lymphoma, of all things, to play strong safety for the Chiefs. Then they got Tom Bahali at outside linebacker, Justin Houston, who missed 5 games and still managed to make the Pro Bowl at outside linebacker, and your favorite guy, Marcus Peters.
You know, Chris, let's focus on Marcus Peters here for a second. The rookie cornerback is tied for league-leading 8 interceptions, 2 he's run back for touchdowns. He has 1 forced fumble. By the way, today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Marcus. Playing his first playoff game on his birthday. You can't write a better script there.
Yeah, that's impressive. 8 interceptions and 2 of them for touchdowns and 60 tackles for a rookie. You got to give it to the guy. And that's Marcus Peters at cornerback. Who would have thunk?
And then, you know, on offense, their 1 Pro Bowler, Travis Kelce, carried your fantasy team for a little while this season.
He was consistent. You know, he put up some single-digit games.
He outscored Jimmy Graham, so good pickup there.
And on Houston, the 1 bright spot is DeAndre Hopkins. I know you're a fan, so tell us a little bit about DeAndre.
Yeah, you know, DeAndre Hopkins making the Pro Bowl. He started every game in his career. He has not missed 1 game, 48 straight regular season games.
3 years.
His first home playoff game. Look for him to go big today. I think it's going to be a big battle between him and Marcus Peters on the field. It'll be interesting to watch.
Marcus on his birthday in the playoffs. I mean, you can't ask for a better storyline.
And we'll see what J.J. Watt does here as well.
J.J. Swatt, Justin James, a.k.a. one time he was a lumberjack in a Verizon commercial.
You know, this guy is the most marketable guy in the NFL right now. He's the soul of this defense.
And he promises you signal in the forest. But what about Alfred Blue? I'm blue. If I were green, I would die.
You know, it's impressive this team's done this well with no running game, with DeAndre Hopkins carrying that offense. I mean, how many starting quarterbacks have they had this year?
3 starting quarterbacks this year, and they had difficulty deciding who was going to start in one game.
Yeah, they pulled out Brian Hoyer for T.J. Yates earlier in the season, then brought back Hoyer once he came back. So it'll be interesting to see what happens today. But again, I think it's a battle of the defensive sides, like you said. No running game. Don't expect any running game coming out of Houston, especially against that stout Kansas City defense. But I think, again, the matchup of DeAndre Hopkins and Marcus Peters is really going to...
Does Houston break the curse of Hard Knocks?
I hope so. I think if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be Bill O'Brien. And J.J. Watt, you know, you got to love those personalities on that team. And
I think there's too many Pro Bowl players at all 3 levels on KC's defense, and I see them coming away with a win on this and covering that 3-point spread.
Agreed. Our second matchup is the Pittsburgh Pirates visiting the Cincinnati Reds.
Don't Chris, listen to him. It's the Steelers versus the Bengals.
You know, Chris, I think this is going to be the closest game of the weekend. I think probably one of the more interesting games to watch this whole playoffs.
I love the storylines in this game.
Tell us about the spread.
Well, the spread, Pittsburgh is -3, started off the week at -2.5, and it leveled off at -3, despite the fact that they announced that D'Angelo Williams will not be playing. So that tells you they don't think it's going to affect the Roethlisberger to Antonio Brown connection.
You know, one thing to note here, you know, you mentioned Antonio Brown. The one team that's kept Antonio Brown in check this season is the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, tell us about that defense a little bit.
Ooh, I love Cincinnati's defense, and they have kept Antonio Brown in check. And he is the only player on that offense to make the Pro Bowl. So, but their defense is pretty stout. And they have a lot of players that you might not readily know by name. Of course, there's Geno Atkins on the defensive line, who is a recurring all-pro player. And he's at D-tackle. But some surprises are Reggie Nelson at free safety. He also made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, and Chris, you know, Reggie Nelson at 32 years old is also tied for the league-leading 8 interceptions with Marcus Peters.
So 32?
At 32 years old.
Old man Rivers! So, but some notable names on their defensive side is Carlos Dunlap, who's fourth in sacks on the league, but didn't make the Pro Bowl. They got Domara Pico. They got Ray Malaluga at linebacker. They got Vontaze Burfict. They got Adam Pac-Man Jones at cornerback.
And Chris, don't forget the team leader in tackles, Vincent Ray at linebacker.
Who?
Exactly. Yeah, you're right, Chris. This defense is stout. They're going to give Pittsburgh a run for their money today.
You know, Ben Roethlisberger recently called out Martavis Bryant, who is an up-and-coming receiver, second year in the league. He has Randy Moss-like size and speed. But for the last two games, he's been hush. So Ben Roethlisberger called him out in the media. He's hoping for a reemergence, a resurgence, a resurfacing of Martavis Bryant. And I think there might be. I think him and Antonio Brown might have good games, but I still give this edge to a Cincinnati team.
I'm going to stop you there, Chris, because as great as their defense is, you got to look at their offense as well. A.J. Green, Tyler Eifert, also Pro Bowlers, but who's throwing them the ball?
It's A.J. McCarron.
Exactly. So as great as that defense is, we'll see what A.J. McCarron shows up today.
Well, pump the brakes here. A.J. McCarron, in his last three games as a starter, has thrown four touchdowns to zero interceptions. He's played pretty efficiently and against some pretty good teams. He's 2-for-3 in wins on those games, and the one loss that he has is at Denver in overtime on that horrific fumbled ball.
Yeah, but, you know, with Pittsburgh's stout run defense, they can't go to the run at all, so they're going to rely on him. Look for A.J. Green to have a big game, but I think the pressure's going to be too much on him, and I like Pittsburgh to come out on this game.
See, I think that without D'Angelo Williams at running back, there's really not much to prepare for in their run game. And you know, he was a spectacular player when he was healthy, and which was surprising because he came in for Le'Veon Bell. But now they don't have a running back who's at least a sure thing. Who are they even starting at running back?
None other than Fitzgerald Toussaint, Chris.
you guys can't see, but I'm pulling the collar of my shirt right now because I'm nervous for Pittsburgh. I don't think their game is anything more than one-dimensional. And if you can put some pressure on Ben Roethlisberger, this Cincinnati defense is hungry. For those of you who don't know, John has an axe to grind against A.J. McCarron.
Have you seen those tattoos? Come on, man. Come on.
But have you seen his girlfriend? She's a mini Giselle in the
wife,
making.
Chris. Wife.
Wife? Is it really? Wow. I just remember that Brent Musburger drool session over the airwaves.
They just announced she's 4 months pregnant. Congratulations, guys.
Pregnant or not, she's bing, bing, boozy, you, me, and the jacuzzi. But on a serious note, could this be the next Tom Brady fighting in the playoffs at the backup quarterback position, coming in and taking this team to bigger places?
I don't see it, Chris. First off, this guy isn't playing for Bill Belichick. He wasn't drafted late in the draft, so he has nothing to fight for. He's just another overrated Alabama product coming out of Nick Saban's system.
I'm telling you, this is the Tom Brady story all over again.
All right, tomato, tomato. We'll see.
All right, so you're taking...
I'm taking Pittsburgh.
All right, I'll take Cincinnati at home. On to our next game, it's Seattle at Minnesota, a game where the spread has been moving a lot throughout the week. Started off at 5, went to 5.5, went all the way to 6 against Seattle, and now Seattle's -4 to finish off the week. I think that has something to do with Marshawn Lynch not traveling with the team and not playing today in this cold weather game.
Yeah, you know, don't forget everyone, Minnesota's rebuilding their new stadium. Right now they're playing at the University of Minnesota. First outdoor playoff game in Minnesota in quite some time. So look for a great winter weather challenge here.
Now, we know that this is Minnesota's consolation prize for beating the Packers in Week 16. Now they get to play Seattle at home. And home field doesn't seem like it's that much of an advantage for a Minnesota team who, a lot like Houston, has one player who's in the Pro Bowl.
AP, a.k.a. All Day, a.k.a. number 28, Adrian Peterson. Who, by the way, this season was the second oldest player to win the rushing title.
Behind who?
Curtis Martin, baby. 31 years old. Did it back with the Jets. So, you know, AP finishes here with 1,485 yards, the third highest in his career. 11 touchdowns, 222 receiving yards. Not a bad season for the 31-year-old grandpa.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. But he sounded really defeated in that last game against the Packers afterwards. He seemed like he was content with his career up until that point. And I don't know if they're going to be able to dig down deep and take on Seattle right now.
I agree, Chris. I think this is my schlong of the week. Do you agree?
this is definitely the schlong of the week if there
is
one.
I like Seattle's defense to possibly outscore the whole Minnesota team. So,
well, there's nothing really to talk about with Minnesota. You know, their defense is injured.
Yeah, we got 7 Pro Bowlers on Seattle's team. You want to dive into that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely.
Tell me if you've heard any of these names. Michael Bennett, defensive end. Cam Chancellor, safety, who, by the way, missed 5 games this season and still made the Pro Bowl. Richard Sherman at quarterback.
He didn't miss. He sat out 5 games. Let's clarify.
Yeah, he missed. He didn't play. So, Richard Sherman at quarterback. Never heard that name before. Earl Thomas at safety.
He's never missed a game. Shame on Cam Chancellor for sitting out 5 games when Earl Thomas never missed a game in his 6-year career.
And my favorite linebacker in the league, you know, Bobby Wagner. So much to say about this guy. To me, he looks like a more athletic Brian Urlacher.
You know, it's really interesting because Seattle is built a lot like Kansas City. They have 7 Pro Bowlers, 5 of them coming from the defensive side, 1 of them coming on offense being Russell Wilson, and 1 in the return game being Tyler Lockett.
The rookie out of Kansas State, you know, the Mr. Speed, just having a great season overall on the return game. Possibly the next Devin Hester. I mean, that guy, one of the fastest guys in the league, great on the return game.
Let me do a quick story of the stats on Russell Wilson. In his first 8 weeks, he threw 9 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. In his second 8 weeks, he threw 25 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. He went on a streak of 19 touchdowns and no interceptions, including their week 13 schlonging of the Minnesota Vikings. So this might be a repeat performance.
And don't forget, everyone, this is when they lost Jimmy Graham, Marshawn Lynch most of the season, and then had Thomas Rawls, who they lost later on. I mean, Russell Wilson, how does this guy not get MVP?
This team can adapt, that's for sure. So for a guy to remain celibate while dating Sierra, nobody has more willpower and self-control than Russell Wilson.
I agree. And I like Seattle to just destroy Minnesota in this week's Schlong of the Week. In our last NFC playoff matchup of the weekend, the Green Bay Packers visiting the Washington Redskins. Chris, to me, this is the most boring game to watch this weekend.
It very well might be, but you got 2 quarterbacks willing to sling it, so there's going to be at least a little bit of action there. And we got our boy, Kirk Cousins, yep, who's playing pretty well towards the end of the season. He's been able to put together the last 4 games, going 12 touchdowns and 1 interception over that period of time. And if you divide a season into 2 halves like we did Russell Wilson, after his 8-week bye, this guy threw 20 of his 29 touchdowns on the season to only 3 interceptions.
Yeah, you know, Kirk Cousins having a great season. Looking to probably re-sign a new deal there long term.
And what a bold move by head coach Jay Gruden, brother of John Gruden, who came in there and sat RG3, their first round pick.
The guy they gave up the farm for.
their future at quarterback, just sat him for Kirk Cousins, and he has not disappointed.
You know, and you look at Green Bay, we can't forget the Packers, obviously, having, you know, one of their more down seasons in the past decade or so, but Aaron Rodgers, you know, another Pro Bowler. You got sitting at guard there, and then Clay Matthews also making the Pro Bowl. So, I mean, that team's got a few players still. I like Aaron Rodgers to win this one just based on experience, but look for this to be a shootout. I agree, Chris.
I think it's impressive that Green Bay has made it to this point of the season with such little talent on offense. I don't think anyone's really been a standout. Running back's been questionable. They lost Jordy Nelson preseason. This team is really just the Aaron Rodgers show, and he's got a good guard on the offensive line. But I look for Green Bay to fizzle out, especially because Washington has been playing very well at home. And I think there's something you wanted to talk about, right?
Let's do our beard matchup of the week. You know, we're getting in the cold weather here. So Morgan Moses, who many might know, has a Twitter account for his beard. So he's my beard of the week on Washington.
But who's the beard of the week for Green Bay?
Olivia Munn, the beard of the week, you know, protecting Aaron Rodgers there. So
his reputation.
So my beard of the week goes to Morgan Moses over the beautiful Olivia Munn. But, but you know, I disagree, Chris. I think Green Bay takes this just based on Aaron Rodgers' experience alone. But I also looked at Jordan Reed to have a great game. I mean, that this tight end is part of the reason that Cousins is finding so much success.
He's more receiver and more ballerina than he is tight end. But he has really come onto the scene in the last few weeks. And really shown what a weapon he could be for Kirk Cousins in that offense.
But, you know, the spread's been moving either way. It's almost a pick-em game, but I like Green Bay to win this by 3 points or more.
And I'm going to take Washington. I think they've been playing very well at home. And Green Bay is susceptible. They really haven't proven any strong facet of their game. And I look for them to fizzle out here against the Washington Redskins in the playoffs.
Well, Chris, I think other than our both of us agreeing the Schlong of the Week being Seattle over Minnesota, I think we're both picking opposite teams this weekend, so it'll be some interesting matchups.
John likes Green Bay. I like Washington. John likes Pittsburgh. I like Cincinnati. And John likes Houston, even though I've convinced him to come over to the KC side.
Tell my KC friends out there, I endured years of you guys talking about the Chiefs, even though they were always mediocre when I was out there at KU. So congrats on finally making the playoffs with a decent team. Best of luck.
And we got some fun topics of conversation for those of you guys looking to show up at these playoff parties with something to say. Talk about the four bombshells that are the wags, the wife and girlfriends of players in the playoffs right now. You know, you got Tom Brady and Giselle. That's a no-brainer. You got A-Rod and Olivia Munn. Okay. You got a little bit of
Russell Wilson and Sierra.
Oh, how could I forget? And then I think that might be it, actually.
Did you forget Catherine Webb?
Who?
Do you live under a rock? Miss Alabama?
I always forget her name, but absolutely a bombshell.
No, it's going to be fun to watch. Well, Brent Musburger, hopefully you're not doing any games in the playoffs.
So some other funny things. Brian Urlacher has hair.
So for all you balding out there, there's hope.
There is hope. He looks extra friendly with the hair, though. I got to give it to him.
Definitely not a scary linebacker face anymore. You know, he definitely looks like a friendly character. So congrats to Brian on that.
And then the coaching carousel, we have Chicago losing offensive coordinator Adam Gase to potentially the head coaching job at Miami.
You know, there's rumors about Philadelphia, but it looks like Miami's ready to make a deal with him. So look for that team to have another 5 years of relevancy. You know, they made the mistake with Joe Philbin 5 years ago.
They're not going to fire him in three.
So we'll see. But Adam, you know, thanks for everything this year. Wherever you go, we wish you the best success. But that concludes our playoff weekend. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Stay warm.
Stay dry.
And thanks for listening.
We'll see you next week. This has been Two Guys Talking Football.
Deuces.